Welcome to our weekly brief on recent medical news and findings. I'm Dr. Arafa Kassavoy, a practicing internist and a medical editor for Medscape and WebMD. First, there's an update to the global strategy for the diagnosis, management, and prevention of COPD. Known as GOLD, this report includes several key recommendations. First, assessments should focus on symptoms, including dyspnea, chronic cough, and sputum production. Also consider risk factors such as tobacco and the effect of the disease on overall health. Spirometry is required to make the diagnosis and to guide therapy. A post-bronchodilator ratio of FEV1 to FVC of less than 0.7 confirms the presence of persistent airflow limitation. The global strategy also provides a simpler and more practical definition of exacerbation and places more emphasis on the use of combined bronchodilators as first-time therapies. In addition, it offers in-depth strategies for escalation and de-escalation of therapy, while also presenting a thorough review of other treatment options. These include smoking cessation, pulmonary rehab, and oxygen therapy, as well as treatments for comorbidities and palliative care. The full report on COPD can be found on the website goldcopd.org. Next, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices in the CDC have issued their final 2017 adult vaccination schedule. I'll highlight a few of the key revisions. First, it's now recommended that the hepatitis B vaccine be given to patients with chronic liver disease, as well as to those with hep C. Another recommendation is that patients who didn't get the HPV vaccine before age 15 still require 3 doses, not the 2-dose regimen now recommended for children. And that's for both men and women through age 26. Adults considered at risk for meningococcal B disease, including those with HIV, should be vaccinated. HIV-positive adults should also receive vaccination for meningococcal serotypes A, C, W, and Y. And finally, new data shows how little Americans know about what does and doesn't increase the risk for cancer. The American Institute for Cancer Research's latest survey shows that most blame cancer on factors beyond their control, when in reality, lifestyle is the key influencer of cancer risk. An overwhelming number of respondents blamed cancer on genetics, although actually more than 90% of cancers develop in people who have no genetic link to the disease. Fewer than half were aware that they could impact their risk of cancer by changing the way they live. Lifestyle factors associated with cancer include inactivity, a diet low in vegetables and fruits, a diet high in red meat, and high consumption of processed meats. Just 50% of those surveyed realized that obesity plays a role, even though next to not smoking, a healthy body weight is the single greatest factor in lowering cancer risk. Also, 40% didn't know that alcohol use increases cancer risk. As clinicians, we must educate our patients about how much their lifestyle impacts their present and future health. You'll find links to each of the stories we've included in today's news brief in the transcript listed below. For Medscape and WebMD, I'm Dr. Arafa Kassavoy.